since it's Wednesday, let's connect with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, it's great to talk with you.
Great to be back, Magna.
Well, it's March Madness time, so let's talk about NCAA basketball and all the strange upsets that have been going on. I'm looking at number 16, UMBC.
Don't laugh when you say that. They won.
UMBC?
University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Wow, the Retrievers, right?
Many people now know that who didn't know it before round one of this NCAA tournament.
Well, aside from the fact that they have a cool mascot, they also beat number one seed, the University of Virginia.
They did indeed, and beat them convincingly after it being close at the half. So it's probably a good thing that a 16 finally beat a 1 on the men's side, not by a point, not by a bad call by a ref, but convincingly.
By so, what, 20 points?
A lot of points. And so that was a good thing. I'm very happy about this because I will never again have to hear a sports writer or a columnist or a commentator say, it's never happened that a number 16 is knocked off. And the problem is that none of them remember that it had happened before. When the Harvard women's team knocked off Stanford. And
uh-huh.
The Harvard women were a 16 seed and Stanford was several years ago. Stanford was a number one. And it did happen, but
yeah.
Everybody conveniently forgets that. And now it's happened on the men's side as well, and more power to them.
Well, I appreciate that nod to women's basketball, Bill.
There'll be more.
I do. But let's listen to a little bit of the Retrievers themselves. This is Nolan Garrity, Max Portman, and a few more of the Retrievers talking about their victory with reporters. They're in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, we're a really relaxed team. You know, we're not just happy to be here. Like, we're happy to be here and have fun, but we know we're here to win and stuff. So
relaxed at halftime. And
relaxed, but serious.
Relaxed all the time, but yes, definitely serious.
All right, so big question is, what do you guys know about Kansas State?
Nothing.
We have a better percentage of winning that game than we just did this game. So
yeah,
that's all we need.
I love their spirit because they ended up getting beaten by Kansas.
They did indeed, but it wasn't a humiliation. 50-43.
Okay.
In no way a lopsided win. And they do seem to have had a lot of fun and to have taken the tournament in stride.
Well, care to peer into your crystal ball, Bill, and tell me if you have any predictions for championship game?
All right, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say there have been a number of upsets already, not just the big one that we just talked about with a 16 beating a 1.
Oh, is that all that wailing and gnashing of teeth
exactly.
is? All those brackets being busted.
They're all broken. They're all broken. Nobody has good brackets anymore. There are two number one seeds left on the men's side of the tournament, Kansas and Villanova. And I'm going to say, just for the sake of saying it, we're going to see a reverse in form. And one of those number one teams is going to win the tournament. There'll be more upsets going forward, but one of those number one teams is going to win. That's as far as I'll go.
Okay. Well, I you know what? I'm gonna say I'm with you on that because when all else fails, put your money behind a number one.
Go with the chalk.
All right. Well, let's move on to hockey now because the Boston Bruins have signed a new player. He's Harvard junior Ryan Donato, and that deal was inked over the weekend after the Crimson were bounced from the ECAC tournament. Now, Donato wasted no time. He scored his first goal with the Bruins on Monday.
Wenberg runs out of room because Carlo makes the check. Donato two on two. The trailer crew back to Donato. He scores! Ryan Donato's first goal as a Boston Bruin.
Nice job, Donato. What do you make of the rookie?
Well, new name to the Bruins in one sense, although his dad has a Bruins pedigree as well, and not a new name to followers of hockey in New England. Donato's a big name down the years, and of course, this kid was very successful at Harvard before joining the Bruins. I love the idea that he has talked about trying to finish his junior year. As a student at Harvard, just as the Bruins go off on a 10-day road trip, he must think that he has some very understanding professors.
Maybe he does.
It's
I mean,
a hard thing
knows?
To do. I mean, a lot of I know some women hockey players who have been at places like Harvard, been at Harvard, and taken time off to play in the Olympics or to play in the World Championship for their national team, whether they're Canadian or U.S. or whatever. And then they come back after that's over, and it takes them 5 or 6 years to graduate from college instead of the standard 4. But what I heard was that Donato's going to try and be a student and a Bruin at the same time. That'll be an interesting challenge, I would think. Trying to graduate at the same time? No, I can't imagine. I think his senior year will probably be put on hold. Maybe he'll come back to school in the summer and take it bit by bit. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. I'm going to be a little hard-nosed on this one. I mean, it's good that he's trying to finish his junior year now. But Mr. Donato, you gotta go all the way. Like maybe if it, like Bill, like you said, if it takes 5 or 6 years, that's fine.
That's the way it should work, isn't
but
it?
But you gotta be a Harvard graduate as well as a high-scoring Bruin.
You wanna have that pedigree.
It's so easy for me to say that here from the cushy confines of this armchair versus being out on the ice. Okay, well, let's move on. One last little wonderful hockey story here, because we want to give a quick shout out to Waltham High School boys hockey team. They are Massachusetts' new state champs. They won the Division I title on Sunday with a 4-1 victory, and they're getting some kind of parade.
What could be better than a parade down Moody Street?
Nothing.
I love it. I love it.
That's fantastic.
Small town America.
And the parade's going to include the girls team as well.
They got the Good Sportsmanship Award. And good on them for both teams being honored, because that is precisely the way it should be.
And absolutely. And Moody Street's got some great restaurants,
too. It does. They could stop and have Indian food, Greek food, Thai food, everything there.
Go Waltham. All right. Well, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And he graces us with his presence here at Radio Boston on Wednesdays. Bill, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Megan.